Separating and divorce are not isolated one-time events. They represent an ongoing process. Except for the death of a spouse, divorce requires more adjustments than any other stressful event in life. It involves completing mountains of paperwork, confronting a confusing legal system, handling all the symptoms of an ongoing crisis, fielding questions and suggestions from relatives and friends, and making an abundance of decisions in areas never before faced, often complicated by difficulties in finding the kind of trusted help and expertise you need. One of the major issues that comes to light in this process is identity. Who am I now? When you've been married for some time, it's hard to think of yourself as anything other than a couple. How do you become a non-couple? Losing your couple identity will obviously take some work. Prior insecurities you carried also intensify, even as new ones emerge, making you wonder where they came from. This is likely the first time in a long time your future has felt so open-ended, a reality that probably incites more fear and panic in your mind than intrigue and curiosity. All of these feelings leave you grasping for how to settle your identity. For many, the time leading up to separation and divorce is the most volatile and painful period, bringing with it indifference, disillusionment, hopelessness, anger, discouragement. The list continues. There is convincing evidence, in fact, that the stresses of this period can result in a number of specific negative repercussions. For example, separated people have an increased susceptibility to viruses and other illnesses. Automobile accident rates double for people during the 6 months before and after separation. The divorced are more frequent users of mental health services, most commonly for problems such as anxiety, depression, anger, and feelings of rejection. The separated and divorced have higher rates of alcoholism, suicide, and involvement in homicides. So while many words of counsel could be shared in terms of how to manage this process while maintaining a healthy sense of balance and identity, one of the best is a thought that may sound selfish at first, yet is necessary for survival. You need to take care of yourself, not only for your own benefit, but also, if you have them, for your children. This is also a time of transition. Perhaps you can identify with the following description. I quote it at length. During the transition phase, divorcing men and women usually become obsessed with thoughts about their former spouse and broken marriage. The history of the marriage is relived time and time again. The fights, the accusations, the significant events, the trivial occurrences that may have contributed to the breakup. When did the trouble start? Who was to blame? Was it inevitable? For some, the obsessive thoughts become maddening. Although a minority of couples report they get along better once they no longer have daily contact, the majority report having primarily explosive and conflictual interactions after separation. The majority of divorced people studied have questions at some time whether they made the right decision to end the relationship. People vacillate between feelings of love and hate, longing and anger. For many divorcing men and women, one of the most incomprehensible and frustrating feelings they experience is the continued